Back when most people had barely heard of a Prius or green construction, hundreds of builders and product designers gathered for the first time at a small convention called Green Build. The 15th annual showcase is this week in LA, and Green Build is now one of the world's largest expos dedicated to, as the name suggests, sustainable building. On display there is the prototype of a home fully integrated with what's called the Internet of Things. And KCRW's Frances Anderton went to check it out to see exactly what that means. She's the host of Design and Architecture right here, and this is DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
You did this today. You just, like, swooped right in, and now you're talking to us a little bit about it. Tell us what a smart home actually is.
Well, it can be many things. What it doesn't necessarily have to be is super futuristic looking. What this is a prototypical home of the future created for us by the mega home builder, KB Home. They've built thousands of regular single family, you call them tract homes, often
this
out in the desert.
This is the Eli Broad consortium,
Eli Broad,
yeah.
Yes, I mean, he's no longer associated with the company, but that was the B in KB is Broad. So anyway, KB Homes, there they are. They have a presence at this Green Build Conference and Expo. They're calling it the KB Home Project. It's a 1,700 square foot home. From the outside, this definitely looks like it might be at the Dwell, you know, mid-century modern home conference. But anyway, what the big thing is about this notion of being connected. So as I arrived, I meet a man named Dan Bindleman. He is with KB Home. This is how he describes the experience of being in the home.
When you're getting ready to go to bed at night, all you got to say is, I'm going to bed, or I'm going to sleep. Shades come down, the lighting changes. It's be almost like the sun going down. Wake up in the morning, just say, wake up. Shades come up. The light comes on. It kind of brings that big blue lighting to you and sort of gets you ready for the day.
This sounds a little creepy, I gotta say, too, right? And a little spooky, very futuristic.
Well, also, like, sort of, don't you feel like I can turn my own light on and off? You know, I think that's the feeling that I had. But I think the notion is that they're aiming for the next generation of home buyers. The next generation of home buyers is the so-called millennial. The millennials, as they told me, expect their homes to function more like their phones than their grandparents' home. So you've got the room that detects your circadian rhythms. You've got the sensors that turn off the sprinklers when it detects rain. You've got the fridge that tells your phone to buy some milk because you've run out of milk. And then you've got the drone landing pad over the door, which deposits your Amazon-delivered product, and then it goes down a kind of chute, and you open a little door as you walk into your porch, and that's because people are concerned about their packages being stolen.
This is like a mooring. Remember the old buildings they used to have for the dirigibles, right?
For
the blimps.
Right.
That's what it
well,
sounds
it's like
to
that,
me.
But combined with the dumb waiter. Remember the dumb waiter?
Of course. This all sounds very expensive, and I'm not sure, is that an affordable housing issue? Is that something that is going to be way beyond anybody's grasp?
Not necessarily. Obviously, much of this is somewhat prototypical. But a lot of these elements can already be found in homes. What KB Home is banking on is that increasingly there's going to be demand for this kind of smart home technology, and that they can do it at scale. They can do these at the level of thousands. So, of course, that reduces the unit cost for everything. And they also have the cushion whereby they can kind of test some of these elements. And so that's what this is doing. They had people touring through this house, and they're getting the kind of pulse of what people are looking for in the homes. I talked to this guy about Insulation panels, not necessarily a sexy topic. He told me all about the vacuum-packed insulation, which is going to save you all sorts of money on your electricity bills. I said, but that doesn't sound sexy. You used to sell these houses on the basis of their neo-Spanish aesthetic or the size of their barbecue pit. It's like, can you sell a house on its insulation panels? Well, no, he says, no, we can't. But what we're selling is we're selling this experience, you know, the type of experience that was explained, the room that responds to your circadian rhythms.
The design of the house of the future, Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.